The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Cruise Radio.
On this episode, President and CEO of MSC Cruises will join us, Mr. Rick Sasso. But first, Stuart Shearer on the Cruise Guys here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Give us a quick Egypt update.
Well, the cruise lines are kind of like in a wait-and-see attitude as far as when they're going back, but more of the riverboats and tour operators are kind of canceling things through the end of March because it just takes time to, ramp things up. But the beauty of the cruise lines is they can make, changes. But, and nearby Tunisia, which is also experiencing, problems in their country, it got bad enough that Disney, which is heading out there this summer with Disney Magic, said we're not going to do it. So Disney canceled Tunisia for the entire summer and replaced it with Palermo, Sicily, which is certainly a nice port of call to go to.
Well, there you go. Any Belize updates?
Well, Belize is continuing their wine campaign against Carnival. They're just not happy with what Carnival is willing to pay, and Carnival is the customer, and Carnival is requiring a certain level of insurance and tender size. Again, there's a distance between the ships and the piers there, and Carnival wants a minimum of 150 passenger piers, and allegedly is willing to pay $5 per person, which it sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But Tunisia apparently wants over $7, and Carnival is just rerouting some ships away. Taking it to, consumers and, complaining in the press, that's not going to bring Carnival to the table. It's just going to, get them to look for other places to send their ships.
Well, good luck, Belize.
Yeah.
You were aboard the Oceana Marina recently. How's the ship?
Well, I got to tell you, it's a 66,000 ton ship, 1,250 passengers, and I was at the I was at the port of Miami when she arrived last week. She is gorgeous. She, like I said, she's 66,000 tons. She's not, 295,000 tons, and she's much larger than her. She's actually twice the size of her sister ships, which were part of the Renaissance fleet. Those are 32,000 ton ships with about 680 passengers. So this is 66,000 tons, but the decor, the quality of the dining, it's off the wall.
Stuart,
it's incredible. And really, what they've done is they were in this deluxe category, but they're so far and above. The ship just really kind of goes above and beyond what those other ships were like Sea Dream and Azamara,
right?
You have to create a whole new category called Ultra Deluxe, because it provides a unique experience that there's no other ships that can provide it.
And I was going to say, this is the first brand new ship that Oceana's come out with, right?
Yes, they started with one of the Renaissance ships, then two, and then now they've got three. Then so now they're going to add Marina, and they've got another new ship called Riviera that'll be out next year. And they're going to be getting rid of Nautica. So they will wind up at, right presently as a four-ship fleet. But these two new ships, the Marina and Riviera, they're stunning ships. And they're going to be doing longer voyages. The cabins are very, very spacious. But the dining is going to really, is really what's going to, separate, them from everybody else. Because a lot of these restaurants are not going to be, they're going to be open seating, but they're not going to be, pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really going to be. People are going to really be amazed.
Where are the other ships based?
Presently, they're spread out, through the Caribbean, and they're going to be heading back and doing Europe again. And they'll have one ship up in Alaska this summer for the very first time. It'll be first time they've been up in Alaska, and the ship is going to do very well up there.
I'm sorry, I always bring this up whenever Oceana is mentioned, but are there two-for-one deals that they always mail out? Are those really worth it?
Well, it just depends really what you can get the air for, because you will get at least a $1,200 per person credit when you take out the air credit,
yeah,
as well as the fuel surcharges and other fees. But it can be a good deal. They tend to do the two-for-ones that include the air. If you don't want their air, you can back it out, get your own air, secure your schedule, in advance, and handle your own hotels. You can certainly purchase the transfers from them, but look, it's just like everything else. You gotta break things out to their into the pieces and make a good evaluation with what other cruise lines are offering.
All right, let's talk about the 2011 bookings. How are they going for the cruise industry?
They are going well, and prices are going up. And what I would recommend for people, especially if you're wanting to go on these new ships, Marina, Disney Dream, for example. I mean, Disney's, you're not going to find an inside or ocean view cabin on Disney Dream until the fall. They're just gone. And the prices on remaining cabins are doing nothing but going up. So if it is something that you're wanting to do, now's the time to get it, especially if you want to go in the fall or heading into the winter, because prices will not go down. They will only go up. But overall, pricing is really held steady. Pricing is going up. They are not the major lines have no interest in reinitiating fuel surcharges based on the current cost of oil because of the healthy pricing on cruising. So that's certainly good news, and it's only encouraging more people to book. And of course, February being the peak booking month for cruises, they're going to see a lot of different kinds of sales, reduced deposits for future cruises. There could be free, reduced, air add-ons. They may offer, I know Celebrity is starting some sailings where they're going to offer free gratuities. So we're going to see a lot of sales to really, shore up bookings for 2011 coming up in the next couple weeks.
Well, whenever you do your TV rounds, what kind of tips do you recommend for folks for getting a good cruise deal?
Well, I recommend, Doug, that people, certainly research their cruise online. The nice thing is with the technology, they don't have to call and order a brochure and wait, 2 weeks to get it. They can get the information now. They can compare the ships. They can go on. They can see photographs and video of the ships, so they can actually see what they're sailing on. But research online, but don't book online, because you're never sure you're going to get all the discounts. There could be military discounts. There could be senior discounts. There could be resident discounts for, where you for the area that you reside in. And there may be some, offline, type deals that may be able to save you money, as well as you may be looking at ship A and ship B is better. So, and that's where the value of the travel agent comes in, of an experienced travel agent.
All right. Thanks, Stuart.
My pleasure.
Have you been dreaming lately about a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One. Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Here to send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising
nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide. Cruise One. Yeah.
Cruise One.
If you're like Doug and you rack up a $500 texting and cellular phone bill while you're cruising, you've got to look into this. Again, the AT&T Cruise Ship Passport. Stay in touch while you're out at sea. $35 a month. The package provides the following services while on the cruise ship cellular network. 15 minutes of voice and 15 messages sent. That's text, picture, and video.
The cool thing about this package from AT&T is the fact that you can turn it on and off as you cruise. I'm turning mine on, and I'm turning mine right back off until my next trip. This way, I'm not always getting charged $35 a month.
Services available on more than 140 cruise ships while on the Cellular at Sea network. For a list of cruise ships, go to att.com/travel guide. To sign up for the AT&T Cruise Ship Passport, log on to your AT&T wireless account at att.com/mywireless or call 916-843-4685. Overage rates are $2.49 a minute, 50 cents per text message sent, and $1.30 per picture or video message sent. Messages received while on the cruise ship will continue to be charged at your normal domestic rate. Our guest is a 36-year veteran in the cruise industry and was an original member of the management team that created Celebrity Cruises in 1990. Currently, he is the president and CEO of MSC Cruises since 2004. He is Rick Sasso. Welcome to Cruise Radio, Rick.
Thanks very much. Always a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Very good. We had sailed the Poesia not too long ago. Lovely ship.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a class, three classes of ships. The Musica class, which includes the Poesia, is the one that you were on, and she's 2,500 passengers, almost 100,000 tons, and it's just a fun factory, of course, for every guest, but it's casual, elegant, calling on beautiful ports this time of the year. She's in the Caribbean, and then, of course, she sails in the Europe and the Mediterranean in the spring, summer, and fall. But we have 11 beautiful ships like the Poesia out there.
Well, that really goes right in line with the first question here. For listeners unfamiliar with MSC Cruises, what kind of cruise line is it?
Well, we're a premium cruise line. We have all new ships. We have the fastest growing cruise fleet in the world. We have grown faster than any cruise line in the history of cruising, which also gives us the advantage of having the youngest fleet in the industry. And the ships are sailing year-round in the Mediterranean, seasonally in the Caribbean. We have ships sailing out of South America, South Africa. We're cruising from New York in the fall foliage period. We have starting a new service from Abu Dhabi and Dubai in November. So we're a world-renowned cruise line as a privately owned company, but also the second largest container ship operator in the world, also privately owned.
Wow.
So we're an Italian-European line with beautiful ships and a great experience for our guests.
Costa and MSC are both Italian cruise lines, of course, that are based in the North American market seasonally. What separates you two?
Well, I think all cruises are great, so we always like to just boast about what's special about us. And we pride ourselves on a few attributes that I think many cruise lines have, but not all in one brand. And I think I could characterize it by telling you that our entertainment is probably the best at sea. And the reason for that is we hire the best talent to perform those shows and all the entertainment on board. We have the cleanest ships in the world. We routinely get 100 on our USPH health inspections. It's a protocol and a policy for us to maintain immaculate vessels. We have white glove service, and that starts when you arrive at the pier. Our staff are there to pamper every guest for the full course of their cruise. And we also have what I think is a great dining experience, because not only are the main dining menus, but we also have specialty restaurants, all prepared from the finest ingredients, prepared by our Italian chefs and our international staff. So we have a great service, great atmosphere, wonderful entertainment, absolutely immaculate, beautiful new ships, and we call in some of the greatest ports in the world. So I think it's a cruise product that certainly should be on the agenda for anybody looking for a great holiday.
Regarding MSC specifically, how are things done differently in the Mediterranean as opposed to the way y'all run the business in the Caribbean?
Not much different, quite frankly. What we do is we have international menus. So the menus are printed in five languages in case we have a lot of international guests.
Right.
But there is a menu for the palate for every taste is available on board, whether it's a steak or a grilled chicken or a regional Italian pasta dish. The meals are all prepared fresh, and we like to also operate what I call quiet ships. We make a very few announcements during the cruise, so we make them in three or four languages, but there's only two announcements a day. So it really is it's an international flavor available to every guest, whether you're cruising in the Caribbean or the Med.
What would you recommend for first-time cruisers? What ships are in what cruises specifically?
Well, I think we always like to just say people should first explore what itinerary might be the best one for their taste, whether it's Caribbean or Med Cruise or Baltic Cruise. Maybe you want to go to Russia. So I think whether you're a first-timer or not, you really should start off by saying, what part of the world do you want to see? Because there's probably an MSC ship serving that market.
I understand MSC now carries a North American activities director. How are the American guests adapting to that?
Well, our entertainment is geared for the visual. So the entertainment is not specifically a language. And we have, obviously, the typical activities going on. There's bingo, there's arts and crafts, there's deck sports. So it's really a full-fledged cruise in respect to people's personal taste. The ports we visit, obviously, there's shore excursions available to every type of culture or desire, whether it's a shopping or a sightseeing or a beach experience. So it's really a very, very broad range for families to travel. One of my favorite aspects of cruising is family reunion travel. We believe that there is no better place to have a family reunion than on a cruise ship because we can cater to so many tastes.
Right. Why would someone want to book MSC when there's just so many other lines familiar to the American market?
Well, I think there's a few characteristics. One, we're a privately held company, and that's a very important aspect. We're private. We think of the guest first. It's not about whether our stock price is going up or down or we want to find some economies of scale. We're talking about building a company and a brand that has the guest's customer service as the first priority. The second reason might be because we do have an international halo to our product. So why cruise in the Med on another brand when you can cruise in the Mediterranean on a European-Italian brand? And why cruise in the Caribbean when I can give you the Caribbean with also that European-Italian halo? So it kind of just adds that little extra spice and kind of variety to the cruise experience that is not found on every ship.
Very good. He's the president and CEO of MSC Cruises, Mr. Rick Sasso. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Cruise Radio.
I'm always here for you guys. Thanks very much for having us.
Hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Hey, hey, Mambo, Mambo Italiano. Go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano. All you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with it. Mambo Italiano.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio. Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me. Each episode, we like to feature Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. If you've ever called on Nassau and visited Atlantis Paradise Island, then you know that a few short hours in port is not enough time to explore this massive complex. If you feel like going back to finish what you started, check out special events the resort has planned for President's Day weekend, February 18th through the 21st.
From America's Got Talent, ventriloquist and comedian Michael Harrison will be performing Friday and Saturday night at the Atlantis Theater. There'll be an island-style affair during the day on Saturday, a Bahamian craft show Saturday evening, and a rock and roll fantasy camp jam on Sunday when participants will jam with headliner Tommy Lee.
Besides all of this, of course, there's the resort's casino, aquarium, spa, shopping, golfing, water park, kids club, and a ton more to keep you busy any weekend. And be sure to check out upcoming dates of the Atlantis Live Concert Series, like Josh Groban, who'll be performing there February 12th. All right, here are your cruise deals, courtesy of cruisesforless.com. Check it out. 11-night transatlantic balcony from $719 aboard the brand-new Norwegian Epic.
Love that ship.
Miami to Barcelona, May 7th. This ship is the entertainment mecca on the high seas. Just so you know, currently the balcony is cheaper than an inside stateroom.
Wow. Or how about a 4-night Western Caribbean cruise from just $329 on the Carnival Destiny out of Miami. That's going to be on April 14th. 65% off right now. This visits Key West and Cozumel, plus a fun day at sea.
Just so you know, cruisesforless.com has the biggest search and the most experienced agents, so they're certainly going to find just the right cruise for you. Also, they offer the guaranteed lowest prices on every cruise every day. Make sure you sign up for the cruisesforless.com newsletter. They have all the best deals right there, and when you sign up, you'll automatically be entered to win a free cruise. Yes, free! Call 888-973-SHIP to take advantage of these deals. That's 888-973-7447. Or go to cruisesforless.com/cruiseradio. All right, that's it. Coming up next week, we're going to take advantage of what's around our home here in Jacksonville.
Yes, we'll be sailing aboard the Carnival of Fascination.
Off to the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
5 nights. Should be a good time, and you'll hear all about it next week.
Very excited. Never been to Carnival's private island before, Half Moon Cay.
Either
so,
way.
Yeah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I think we can't stop talking this way.
I don't know.
By the way, if you're an app addict like us, you'll enjoy the new free Stitcher Radio app to enjoy Cruise Radio no matter where you are. It's actually a very efficient way to get all your podcast without having to sync to iTunes or whatever else. Again, Stitcher Radio. From the Cruise Radio studios in Jacksonville, Florida, I'm Matt Basford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio. I'm your announcer.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.